Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It really doesn't matter what you think, right? And it really doesn't matter what you say.
I kind of want to talk about it, but I kind of don't because I'll get in trouble.
I respectfully decline to answer on the grounds that I may be publicly reprimanded and fined.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It's the whole team!
As I said at the beginning of the show last week, the whole premise of this show is to take Kip Branch, who is an old-school sports fan, and be able to open up his mind into new-age school of thinking pertaining to sports, that everything doesn't have to be black and white. That's the whole point of this whole show, which is the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch.
Well, see, that's where we just disagree. Sports, to me, I'm competitive. I don't know how competitive you are, but sports is about, at the end of the day, somebody's going to win, somebody's going to lose. And that's the whole premise of your little silly LeBron debate that you come up with about Michael Jordan every week. The fact of the matter is, LeBron, you know, he's a great player, Jason. He is, but he is not Michael Jordan.
He's better.
He's not. He just, like Scottie Pippen said on First Take this week, LeBron James just doesn't have that killer instinct in him that Jordan has, and even Kobe Bryant, he said.
Had, past tense.
You put Michael Jordan, here we go again, you put Michael Jordan and LeBron James in an MMA ring today, and Michael Jordan knocks him out. All right.
Okay. All right. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System and by Golden Isles Pharmacy.
Golden Isles Pharmacy is your new hometown pharmacy, conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue. Golden Isles Pharmacy is not some fly-by-night pharmacy chain, locally owned and operated by Matt Donato. And, yeah, you know him. Matt is a Brunswick High and UGA grad. Free delivery to the mainland and St. Simons, drive-through and low competitive prices. 912-266-8140 and online at GoldenIslesPharmacy.com.
So we got some big news, but we're not going to share it here in the first segment because we're going to tease it. I told you last week in our limited show that we had last week due to technical difficulty, I told you last week that our goal, one of our goals, was to get back into the Brunswick market, which, you know, that's where the show originated at. And then when we got syndicated, we had to leave the Brunswick market in order to get into syndication, which we were okay. And we have done some things to try to get back into the Brunswick market. And there was a meeting that took place between some important people this past week. And we do have, I guess, somewhat of an announcement, maybe an unofficial announcement, pertaining to the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch in the Brunswick market. We'll throw that at you later in the show.
Okay. Management's been working hard.
Yes.
That's what they do.
Yes, they do.
Trying to bring the listeners some sports knowledge on Saturday morning.
And get you extra vacation days.
That's it. Well, management's always been kind with me when it comes to that.
That's the truth.
You never burn any bridges with management. See, that's another lesson that you millennials don't seem to understand. You never burn bridges with management. You know, you can't get up and say, hey, look, man, I'm going to be 10 minutes late today. Be at work on time. And, you know, management will always work with you. If you show the commitment that management's looking for, then management's always going to be on your side when you need those additional days, you know, to do whatever you need to do.
We need to get some production whenever Kip goes into one of his monologues and just play it underneath him when he's giving life advice, and just title the production Life Advice from Kip.
That could be a new segment. And you might even learn something about the art of sports predicting, which you've got a lot to learn, by the way.
I've got the WWE championship on my mic.
You've got that.
You know why that's there?
That's a studio prop.
Do you know why that's there?
That's not there because you're not the WWE champion. You're not John Cena. You're not the Rock.
It's there because I am the champion when it comes to prognostication.
Man, you bought that from Target and you bring it in here as a studio prop. Stop, man.
It was awarded to me.
Okay.
Because of the prognostication prowess that I have had throughout time in the show.
See, again, we've probably got some new listeners out in radio land today, but our dedicated listeners that listen to us every Saturday, they're rolling up their pants legs right now when you say that kind of stuff. What are we talking about?
Are their pants too long?
They need to be
better shoppers.
They don't want to get stuff on them.
I mean, they have dressing rooms they can try clothes on.
They do.
Mm. The AAF.
Steve Spurrier, baby.
Outrated the NBA in their inaugural weekend.
Shocker.
More ratings than the NBA has. We're going to talk the transfer portal, particularly Justin Fields and Tate Martell. Pitchers and catchers reported to spring training for the Atlanta Braves. NBA All-Star Games tomorrow. Manny Machado, Bryce Harper, still unsigned. The JT Realmuto sweepstakes turned into, my opinion, a fleecing of the Phillies. They gave up their number one pitching prospect in the entire organization to get a catcher for 3 years left in his prime.
Phillies are trying to win now. They said they wanted to spend stupid money. That's what they're doing.
Tennessee is number one in the country.
And they're a good basketball team.
Are they better than Duke?
We'll find out.
I guess.
March Madness, a month away. We'll find out soon.
And the National League East will break down who's going to win that division. Kip and I actually see this very differently.
You know, this is a good Duke team this year. You brought up Duke. One thing I haven't heard a lot from this year is North Carolina fans flapping their gums about basketball season.
They're ranked eighth.
They're ranked eighth, but we're about to find out what they're made of here in the next couple of weeks. One thing, you got football, you got the Dallas Cowboys, okay? They flap their gums. They go into hibernation every January through August. They go to sleep. They're like a bear. They eat all fall, then they go to sleep because they don't do anything in the playoffs. You got the Los Angeles Lakers now. We'll get into them, I'm sure, sometime on this show. Oh, well, we'll be getting into them on the third segment, by the way. That's coming. So
that's Kip's butthurt list in the third segment.
The Laker fans, they like to flap them gums as well, okay? College basketball, you got North Carolina. They're a different kind of breed of fan. They flap them gums as well. But don't hear a lot of out of Carolina fans this year because Duke's looking like they might win it all. So Carolina fans have been a little quiet so far this year.
The only loss that Tennessee has is to Kansas, who's ranked 14th in the country. That was in the first week of the year. Haven't lost since.
Kansas is a blue blood. Tennessee's good.
Tennessee an orange blood?
They're good.
Burnt orange.
They go to Kentucky today, though. They play in Rupp Arena tonight. We'll find out what they made of.
Kentucky ranked 5th in the country.
Don't they play in Rupp today? I think it's Rupp.
I'll look it up for you, Kip, since you don't want to take the time to do it.
I mean, that's why I put you with the laptop over there. Good game tonight, though. I'm pretty sure all the college basketball world will be focusing on that basketball game tonight. 8 p.m.
Number 1, Tennessee. Number 5, Kentucky. Tonight, 8 o'clock in Rupp Arena.
Rupp Arena. LSU went to Rupp on Monday or Tuesday night and got a win, a tip-in win. First time LSU's beat a top 10 team on the road since 1980. Or beat somebody of that magnitude. 39 years. So that was a big win for LSU, and Kentucky's probably not too happy. And Tennessee will get their best game tonight.
LSU does not have the championship belt, if that's the case.
No, LSU.
They could take some lessons.
Yeah. I said, that is a, I saw that. And I was out at Target yesterday with my grandson. We saw that belt in the store. I said, that's the same belt Jason Bishop has.
Sure is.
Really, Pop? Yeah, that same one.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. C-Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, C-Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in C-Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660, and you can always find us online at cpalmscoastalrealty.com.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197. Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate, or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive, or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates!
That yard getting out of control, or you just want your yard to be the best looking in the neighborhood? Molina's Landscaping is your answer. Lawn maintenance, lawn design, irrigation, tree work, installation, edging, you name it. And you can be sure the job will be done right the first time, every time. So give Nary and his staff a call, 912-223-5622. Molina's Landscaping, your landscaping solution.
Happy new gear from Edwin Watts Golf, where we offer free custom club fitting on the hottest new arrivals, featuring TaylorMade's new M5 and M6 woods and irons, SpiderX putters, and TP5 and TP5X golf balls, Ping's new G410 irons, crossover and hybrid, as well as Titleist TS woods and Pro V1 and Pro V1X golf balls. Make Edwin Watts Golf your one-stop shop for this year's hottest golf gear and accessories. Edwin Watts Golf, home with a 90-day satisfaction guarantee.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch, and now we go to the Week in Review.
And here we go. Ohio State is the perfect home for Justin Fields. They specialize in quarterbacks that are athletic but can't throw. Magic Johnson, no one is going to deal with you in good faith. You have LeBron James, and they hate it. Bryce Harper and Manny Machado, now available in the bargain DVD bin at Walmart. The meal plans at Clemson come complete with a side of HGH.
This they
do. Newsflash, LeBron James runs the NBA. Kareem Hunt signs with the Browns, the NFL, National Felon League. Derek Jeter has hired Jorge Posada to Miami's front office. Next will be Chuck Knoblauch as infielder throwing analyst. I'd like to introduce our new starting quarterback in Denver, the guy we targeted, Case Keesum. I mean Joe Flacco. The NBA All-Star Game will get outwatched by the AAF. Why is every star wide receiver in the NFL a prima donna? Pitchers for the Braves reported to spring training this week, all 311 of them.
They got
Justin
a bunch.
Justin Fields, yep. You should be ashamed of yourself. Think about this for a moment. Felipe Franks is the third best quarterback in the SEC. Tiger is back. I mean, golf. Caddies. You're making $5,000 to carry around a golf bag for 4 hours? What's the problem? And these are my thoughts.
Nice. Felipe Franks.
Am I wrong? Is he not the third best quarterback? Felipe Franks right now is the third best quarterback in the SEC. Who's better? Give me three quarterbacks. We can do Tua, Fromm, and that's it. Give me another one.
Kellen Mond. Joe Burrow.
Oh.
I mean, I'm just throwing out starters.
They're not better than Felipe Franks. Felipe is the third best in the SEC.
Wow. I hope he's at Florida for the next 28 years.
Me too. would be great.
We'll pass a resolution, you know. I'll declare a national emergency and pass a resolution and name Felipe Franks all-time starting quarterback at Florida.
Now, Mond, you brought up Mond. That is debatable. You can make an argument.
Well, Kelly Bryant is at Missouri until he transfers.
He won't be there long. Right.
I mean, we got to see how the NCAA transfer portal works with Kelly at Mizzou.
So maybe Mond. So worst case.
Fourth or fifth. Yeah.
Worst case. If you can think of someone other than Mond. And I'm not 100% convinced that Mond is better than Felipe.
Jake Bentley at South Carolina. Jarrett Guarantano, whatever his name is, at Tennessee.
See what you're doing here?
I mean, I'm just throwing out returning starters.
You're just grabbing.
Who's going to be quarterback at Auburn? Good question. Gus, call in.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network brought to you by Edwin Watts Golf and by Jessup Furniture.
All the best furniture brands, Bassett, Ashley, Hooker Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all, living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barbarito. Same low prices. Same quality furniture, same friendly staff, same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
Felipe said recently in an interview, this is why I put this in there, said recently in an interview that he believed that he was the best quarterback in the SEC.
Really?
Yes.
I mean, he looked good fumbling the ball on his own 1 yard line against Georgia in the cocktail party last year. I love Felipe. I'm a big Felipe Franks fan.
As a Georgia fan, as am I.
Man, I love Felipe.
Yes.
Suit him up.
I can't wait
to see that number 13 trot on the field in Jacksonville.
The Atlanta Braves had their pitchers and catchers report for spring training. They have a ton of prospect pitchers that are still on the roster that I don't think by any expert's imagination would still be there. I think at this point, everyone expected the Atlanta Braves to have a starter or two via free agency or the trade market to where some of these young kids had been gone. They're still there. They're still being blocked. They're still not going to get a chance at the major league level. I don't get it.
And when June hits, the Braves will draft 17 more pitchers during the annual amateur draft.
Yeah.
They will.
That's a good point.
Nobody drafts pitchers like the Braves do. I mean, they draft pitchers.
The JT Realmuto trade, the Phillies sent their number one pitching prospect in Sixto. They sent another minor league pitching prospect, a major league catcher, and international draft money to the Marlins to get JT Realmuto, a 27-year-old catcher who really has about 3 years left in his prime.
Right.
The Phillies gave away their number one pitching prospect in their entire organization to get 3 years of JT Realmuto in his prime. Yeah. That's basically what that boiled down to.
The Phillies are banking on the Marlins sticking to their MO. This is what the Marlins do, okay? They bring in, they know how to spot talent. They trade, they get young talent. They bring them in, they develop them, they bring them up.
They win for 2 years or 1 year.
They might win for 1 year, finish 8-9 games above 500, and then it comes time for a contract to be renewed or re-signed or whatever. Phillies will get their top prospect back in 3 years.
That's funny.
I mean, that's what the Marlins do.
Manny Machado is expected to sign with the Padres. Bryce Harper is expected to sign with the Phillies. Neither guy, I think really what's going on here is neither guy wants to sign first. I think both have gotten contracts that they like from their respective teams.
Scott Boras is his agent, Harper's agent. I can't remember the agent's name for Machado, but it's known in the industry that they both hate each other. The agents hate each other. And I think it's one of those deals where they don't want to be the first to blink.
Right.
And whoever signs first, the other one's going to try to extract a little bit more money just so they can say that they won. It's an agent thing, I think, right now.
Okay.
I mean, that's what it is. I think
at this point, though, they're costing themselves money.
I think so, too. And you're seeing a trend now in Major League Baseball where these owners have all this money, okay? But the players don't seem to be extracting that kind of money out of the owners right now. And you're seeing these drawn-out contract discussions, these drawn-out free agency things, and guys are signing for less money than the market thought they would sign for. So baseball owners are winning right now.
Felipe Franks is the third-best quarterback in the SEC.
A friend of mine just hit me on Facebook Live and said Stetson Bennett's better than and Felipe Franks, backup quarterback at Georgia.
But Felipe's starting and Stetson's not.
But could he start at Florida?
When uninvited guests show up on your property, call Peachtree Pest Control's wildlife team to kindly escort them away. Peachtree Pest Control's experienced wildlife team can remove anything from rats to coyotes, raccoons to bats, foxes to possums, and Peachtree Pest Control will remove your unwanted guests humanely and clean up any mess your new friend may have caused. Online at peachtreepest.com or 912-265-9700.
That yard getting out of control, or you just want your yard to be the best looking in the neighborhood? Molina's Landscaping is your answer. Lawn maintenance, lawn design, irrigation, tree work, installation, edging, you name it. And you can be sure the job will be done right the first time, every time. So give Nary and his staff a call. 912-223-5622. Molina's Landscaping, your landscaping solution.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simon's. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Georgia Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Georgia Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. The all-region basketball teams have been announced for Region 2-6A. From Brunswick and Glenn on the girls' side are Zoe Smith, Kamaya Miller, Latrinity Best, Michaela Brown, and Kia Daniels, all first-team region. Glenn Zoe Smith was named Player of the Year, and Glenn coach Tarnisha Smith won Coach of the Year. The boys' first team had Joyful Hawkins, Jadan Bags, Tori Dickens, Willie Murray, and Kavarius Sparks. Brunswick's Chris Turner won Coach of the Year and Player of the Year with Brunswick's Joyful Hawkins. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Follow us on Twitter at SSE Sports and give us a like on Facebook.
Keep up with your statewide sports teams at GeorgiaSportsEdition.com.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Golden Isles Pharmacy is your new hometown pharmacy, conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama. Golden Isles Pharmacy is not some fly-by-night pharmacy chain, locally owned and operated by Matt Donato. And yeah, you know him. Matt is a BHS and UGA grad. free delivery to the mainland and St. Simons, drive-through and low competitive prices. 912-266-8140 and online at GoldenIslesPharmacy.com.
Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. This segment now, this butthurt list segment of Kip's, has become immensely popular. You have a lot of people clamoring for it each and every week. And so we're going to get to it. But before we do, we got to get some business out of the way so that you can completely take over this segment as you normally do. And so this segment is brought to you by M&B Liquors, Peachtree Pest Control, and by Georgia Sea Grill.
When uninvited guests show up on your property, call Peachtree Pest Control's wildlife team to kindly escort them away. Peachtree Pest Control's experienced wildlife team can remove anything from rats to coyotes, raccoons, to bats, foxes, to possums. And Peachtree Pest Control will remove your unwanted guests humanely and clean up any mess your new friend may have caused. Online at PeachtreePest.com or 912-265-9700. This is an interactive butthurt segment, man.
Oh.
I mean, you can feel free to jump in and comment anytime.
Okay. Are you ready to go? Or?
I'm ready, man. Okay. When you ready, you...
I didn't know what was going on. You were just in there looking at me.
I'm ready when you are.
All right.
All right. This week's butthurt list. Number 10. The National Basketball Association. It's All-Star Weekend. I'm not going to watch. Are you going to watch, Jason?
No plans on it.
No plans on watching. Will anyone be watching?
They'll be watching the AAF.
They'll be watching the AAF. NBA, they'll be butthurt when the ratings come out next week. Number 9, the New York Knicks. Jason, I'm asking interactive, how does the center of the basketball world be as star as the New York Knicks are?
Because they invested in Carmelo Anthony for a
17-game losing streak last time I looked earlier in the week. I don't know. They may have mixed a win in somewhere.
They beat the Hawks.
New York Knicks.
They beat the Hawks.
Pathetic.
They beat the Hawks.
I guess they're playing for Zion Williamson. I don't know. Right? That's who they're playing for, I guess. Number 8, the NCAA transfer portal. People are starting to look at this thing now and seeing what a joke it really is. And the NCAA is going to have to take a good hard look at itself.
How many times has someone said that about the NCAA and it doesn't happen?
That's a good question. But, you know, you see examples. You know, Justin, I don't care if the kid transferred and plays immediately, but why didn't Jacob Eason the year before, who did things the right way, how come he had to sit out a year? There's no consistency there, Jason, with the whole process.
Tate Martell transferred from Ohio State when Fields transferred to Ohio State. And Tate Martell is also appealing the ruling that he's got to sit out here.
That whole transfer portal is going to be on the butthurt list. Number 7, NASCAR. This Daytona 500 weekend, man. Daytona 500 is tomorrow.
What?
Have you heard anything about the Daytona 500? No. Julian Edelman's going to wave the green flag tomorrow at the race. I used to look forward to the Daytona 500. I forgot it's tomorrow now. Nobody watches NASCAR because they priced their fans out of the market. Hmm. They did it with all these new tracks. They moved it from a regional sport to a national sport, which is fine, but they got greedy. And nobody watches anymore, and nobody goes to the races. So NASCAR is gonna have to reevaluate, and they're butthurt right now because of it.
We're gonna put that on the. We're gonna make that a Twitter question of the week. Did you know that the Daytona 500 was this weekend?
Okay, number 6, Jason, the NFL. Did you realize that the NFL settled a joint collusion grievance this week with Colin Kaepernick?
I'd heard that.
You'd heard that. Why didn't the NFL want you to hear that? Was it on the news a whole lot?
Not a lot.
Not a lot. So that means there's something to it, correct?
Could be.
Could be. So NFL comes in at number 6 this week on the butt hurt list. Number 5 and rising, the Atlanta Braves. I love the Braves. It's the middle of February. It's February. It's the pitchers and catchers have reported, and the Braves still haven't gone out and got them a number one proven starter. Like you said in the weekend review, they got 311 pitchers, but they have no proven number one starter. So the Braves, they're on that list.
It's now up on Twitter, by the way. If you want to go to Bishop_show and vote, it's there. Did you know that the Daytona 500 was this weekend?
Right. Number 4, Matt Kuchar. Matt's he's taking a lot of heat this week. I mean, dude, you made $1.2. You got a winner's check, $1.2 million. The standard fee for a caddy's 10% of that, or $50,000 or whatever. Just pay the man his money. Give the man his money.
They agreed to pay. They agreed that he'd pay him $5,000 before the tournament started.
And now, you know, he didn't explain it well, so he's going back and forth. And as of this morning, he's going to give the caddy $50,000. So Matt's PR people, they probably butt hurt this week.
The caddy extorted him out of $45,000.
Okay. Number 3 on the butt hurt list, the Pittsburgh Steelers. You know why? They about to lose Antonio Brown. They about to lose Le'Veon Bell. And Steeler Nation is not going to like it too much. You see where the owner's coming in next week to talk to Antonio Brown, who's requested a trade. We'll see how it all plays out, but the Steeler Nation's butt hurt right now. Number 2, the New Orleans Pelicans. They fired a GM, Bill Demps, this week. The coach goes on TV this morning and calls the whole Anthony Davis situation a dumpster fire. Saw that on SportsCenter this morning. Pelicans are just, they're sorry. Davis is not playing a whole lot. Apparently he's got a nagging injury, and the Pelicans are just going nowhere fast. And number 1 on the butt hurt list this week, the Los Angeles Laker Nation.
Why?
You're number 10 in the West. If the playoffs start today, you don't make the playoffs with, according to you, the best player in the history of basketball.
He is the best player that's ever lived. That's LeBron James.
The Los Angeles Lakers. Now, do you remember on this show, we had Laker fans. I hadn't heard from a Laker fan in weeks on Facebook Live. Laker fans were on here. Remember how they were harassing me on Facebook Live? We'll be the top seed in the West. We'll be the top 2 or 3 teams in the West. Even you were saying they were going to the finals. They're number 10 in the West right now, and it's the All-Star break.
Well, LeBron missed some time with an injury, let's be fair.
No.
Let's be fair. LeBron was out for several weeks.
They're 10th in the West. Only 8 teams make the playoffs.
And they were forced to play games without the best player to have ever lived for about 3-4 weeks.
They're 10th in the West. The Laker Nation was ecstatic when LeBron signed with them. They were the new kings of the West.
If LeBron had been healthy, they would probably be a 5 seed, probably.
They're 10th in the West.
They'd
right
probably
now.
Be a
they
5
don't make
seed.
The playoffs at the halfway point of the season. They're like, they're a lottery team. That's what the Lakers, if you don't make the NBA playoffs, you go into the NBA lottery. You realize that, right? The Lakers right now are a lottery team. And there you have it, fans. My butt hurt list for this week. Valentine's Week edition of the butt hurt list. I mean, the Lakers are a lottery team, man. They are. And I love it. I love to pile on these Laker fans.
You do, because you make points that are completely... this is what you do.
What?
You like to tell half-truths. Like, you'll say something, but then you won't tell the whole story. Pieces that are very important to the story that you're telling. You don't mention...
He missed three games with a hamstring?
He didn't miss 3 games.
How many
he
missed?
He was literally out about 3 weeks with a groin.
Okay.
With a
he said he heard
pop
a pop.
Groin. Yeah. So, you know, the best player in the world and to have ever lived isn't on the floor for 3 weeks. And then you look at what that team is without him. basically the same thing he had in Cleveland, a bunch of scrubs, that's what's going to happen.
I tell you what, a 50-something Michael Jordan would have the Los Angeles Lakers at least as an 8 seed.
Can we just go to break?
Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate, or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive, or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates!
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Happy New Gear from Edwin Watts Golf, where we offer free custom club fitting on the hottest new arrivals. Featuring Callaway's new Epic Flash Woods, Apex Irons, and Odyssey Stroke Lab Putters. Cobra's new King F9 Speedback Woods and F9 Speedback Irons. And Strixon's Forged Irons and Z-Star Balls. Make Edwin Watts Golf your one-stop shop for this year's hottest golf gear and accessories. Edwin Watts Golf, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee.
That yard getting out of control, or you just want your yard to be the best looking in the neighborhood? Molina's Landscaping is your answer. Lawn maintenance, lawn design, irrigation, tree work, installation, edging, you name it. And you can be sure the job will be done right the first time, every time. So give Nary and his staff a call, 912-223-5622. Molina's Landscaping, your landscaping solution.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simon's. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort, or call us 912-638-6660, and you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com. The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's
912-466-7340. Yeah.
Man, we are at the fourth segment. Yep. If LeBron was still in Cleveland, the Cavaliers would be the number one seed in the East. I'm just telling you the truth, man.
Okay.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, brought to you by Sea Palms Coastal Realty and by Nat's Landing.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you're buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort, or call us at 912-638-6660, and you can always find us online, seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
The Philadelphia Phillies landed JT Realmuto, got fleeced to do it, but they do have him. So their starting lineup, the guy that they have, Andrew McCutchen, this is a 2019 projected lineup for the Philadelphia Phillies.
Okay.
Gene Segura, Andrew McCutchen, JT Riamato, Reese Hoskins. That's a pretty solid front four.
Segura's a good pickup, man.
Yeah, I mean, that the front four in their lineup is solid. And then after you get past the front four, here we go. Mikel Franco, Nick Williams, Odubel Herrera, and Cesar Hernandez round out their lineup.
If they get Bryce Harper, you think Williams is the odd guy out in the outfield?
Yeah, Nick Williams will sit down.
Yeah, so they got good pitching. I mean, I think that Segura and Riamato deals are going to benefit them. They want to win now. They don't want to stockpile 373 arms in the minor leagues like another team in their division. Mm. They want to win now. The Phillies do.
And here's the other thing.
Yeah.
The front end of their rotation, Aaron Nola and Jake Arrieta, those are two studs. At the top of the rotation. But then, after you get past that, their rotation falls off the cliff. Vincent Velasquez, Nick Pivetta, and Zach Eflin are the 3, 4, and 5 starters. I hear a lot of, Philadelphia's going to, I don't like them to be there. I don't think they're going to contend.
They were there last year and contended until the end of the season. Fell apart right in the last 2 weeks of the season. So I think with the pickups that they made, McCutchen, he's still got a little left in the tank. Riamato, I think he's going to be really, really good. And the Segura guy at shortstop, I think he's a good player.
In New York, if Jonas Cespedes comes back in a reasonable time frame, I've got them winning the division.
They picked up Cano. They picked up Wilson Ramos to catch. They got them two starters, Syndergaard, and they've got DeGrom. I think those guys were awesome.
Okay.
Yeah.
Speaking of DeGrom, I'm sure you heard, he has told the Mets, you've got until the end of spring training to get me a contract extension, and if you don't, we're not going to discuss contract extension beyond that. I've still got 2 years on my contract. I'll play out the 2 years, and then I'm out the door. That's what he's told the Mets, which is ridiculous.
Which means if the Mets aren't in contention by the All-Star break, he gets dealt.
Fair point. Yes, yeah. Agreed. So the Mets right now, Brandon Nimmo, Jed Lowry, Robinson Cano, Michael Conforto, Todd Frazier, Wilson Ramos, Amed Rosario, and Juan Ligueras. Keep in mind, Jonas Cespedes is not in that projected lineup to start because he's out with an injury. They don't know how long he's going to be out. They're hoping a month is what they're hoping. And if he comes back and they're somewhere around first place and everybody stays healthy, forget it. That rotation.
I think they're a good team. I picked them third just thinking that they, won't score enough runs, but we'll see.
We're gonna make that a Twitter question of the week. Okay. Who will win the National League East? Your choices are going to be the Nationals, Phillies, Mets, and Braves. We'll have that up momentarily.
What if the Phillies don't sign? Harper? Does he go to the Giants? I've been hearing Giants rumors as well.
I think at some point that the Nationals have to be considered in this mix, if he doesn't sign with the Phillies.
If he goes back to the Nationals, then Nationals are going to be tough.
Nationals will be the favorite to win the division.
Yeah.
Speaking of those Nationals, here's what they've got. Adam Eaton, Trey Turner, Anthony Rendon, Juan Soto, Brian Dozier, who quietly hit 27 home runs last year, Ryan Zimmerman, Victor Robles, and Yan Gomes, which I think actually Kurt Suzuki is going to be their starting catcher, not Yan Gomes, but
they'll rotate. I mean, they'll both play a lot.
And their rotation is sick. Scherzer, Corbin, Strasburg, and Anibal Sanchez.
Mm.
Good luck.
That was a good pickup with Sanchez.
It was.
That's an under-the-radar big pickup. He's a guy that's going to be, your fourth starter?
Uh-huh.
And what was he for the Braves last year? Their second?
Fifth. Well, he signed as a fifth, but really he was pitching out of the two or three hole of the year.
He
pitched
well, had a lot of good quality starts last year for the Braves. So
he was the most consistent starter they had.
He was.
Period.
Yes, he was. Good pickup by the Nationals. That was a good pickup.
Okay, so we've seen the Nationals, we've seen the Mets, we've seen the Phillies, we know what the Braves have. Throw me a pick.
I'm going to pick the Phillies.
You're picking the Phillies.
I'll pick the Phillies, Braves, Mets, Nats,
Marlins. Now, wait, are you picking the Phillies minus Bryce Harper?
I'm picking the Phillies thinking that they're going to sign Bryce Harper.
So you're picking the Phillies with the caveat that Bryce Harper's on the team.
If they don't get Harper, then I'm going Braves.
Why?
Huh?
Why?
I just think Bryce Harper's a difference maker.
No, I mean, if they don't get Bryce Harper, why are you picking Atlanta?
Because, I mean, I had them second. I mean, I think the Braves will go out and get them a number one starter by the All-Star, by the trading deadline, if they don't get one before, you know, spring training's over.
So you're okay. All right, wait.
I think Bryce Harper's a difference maker. It puts Phillies over the top. Phillies just barely finished behind the Braves last year. 8 games, they fell apart. I think Harper's a good player considering all the other things that they picked up in the offseason.
You're picking the Phillies to win the division based upon the fact if they sign Bryce Harper, who's not on their roster.
Right.
And if they don't sign Bryce Harper, you're picking the Braves to win the division based upon the fact that they're going to have a frontline ace, which currently isn't on their roster.
No, I'm picking the Braves just based off what they've got today.
Right now.
Right now.
Okay.
Yeah. What they've got right now is good enough to finish in the top two or three in that division. If the Braves went out and got a number one starter, like a Kluber or something in the offseason, I would have picked the Braves. I just think that that number one starter thing is a big deal. And I just, looking down that Braves rotation, there's nobody there that really scares me.
I've got Atlanta finishing third at best.
Yeah.
At best.
I think Ronald Acuna is the best player, might be the best player in the National League. He's that good.
Golden Isles Pharmacy is your new hometown pharmacy, conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama. Golden Isles Pharmacy is not some fly-by-night pharmacy chain, locally owned and operated by Matt Donato. And yeah, you know him. Matt is a BHS and UGA grad. Free delivery to the mainland and St. Simons. Drive-through and low competitive prices. 912-266-8140 and online at goldenislespharmacy.com.
When uninvited guests show up on your property, call Peachtree Pest Control's wildlife team to kindly escort them away. Peachtree Pest Control's experienced wildlife team can remove anything from rats to coyotes, raccoons to bats, foxes to possums, and Peachtree Pest Control will remove your unwanted guests humanely and clean up any mess your new friend may have caused. Online at peachtreepest.com or 912-265-9700.
That yard getting out of control, or you just want your yard to be the best looking in the neighborhood? Molina's Landscaping is your answer. Lawn maintenance, lawn design, irrigation, tree work, installation, edging, you name it. And you can be sure the job will be done right the first time, every time. So give Nary and his staff a call, 912-223-5622. Molina's Landscaping, your landscaping solution.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you're sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Georgia Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Georgia Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. The all-region basketball teams have been announced for Region 2-6A. From Brunswick and Glenn on the girls' side are Zoe Smith, Kamaya Miller, Latrinity Beth, Michaela Brown, and Kia Daniels, all first-team region. Glenn Zoe Smith was named Player of the Year, and Glenn coach Charnisha Smith won Coach of the Year. The boys' first team had Joyful Hawkins, Jadan Bags, Tori Dickens, Willie Murray, and Kavarius Sparks. Brunswick's Chris Turner won Coach of the Year, and Player of the Year was Brunswick's Joyful Hawkins. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Follow us on Twitter at SSE Sports and give us a like on Facebook.
Keep up with your statewide sports teams at GeorgiaSportsEdition.com.
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines, Ashley Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barbarito's. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. Same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660, and you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
Talking off the air about a big deal. Tom Crean in the Georgia basketball program signed the number one recruit in the country.
That's a big deal. And we was talking about Joyful Hawkins, freshman at Brunswick High, 6'7", region 2-6A player of the year. Coach K at Duke, Roy from North Carolina, Calipari, Coach Cal at Kentucky, all of them will be making their rounds through Brunswick High School in the next couple of years.
Josh Passner from Georgia Tech.
Tom Crean from Georgia.
Oh, well, I was sticking with eliteness.
Yep. Elite, okay. Yeah, Georgia Tech basketball.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, brought to you by Pristine Water and by Molina's Landscaping.
That yard getting out of control. You just want your yard to be the best looking in the neighborhood. Molina's Landscaping is your answer. Lawn maintenance, lawn design, irrigation, tree work, installation, edging, you name it. And you can be sure the job will be done right the first time, every time. So give Neary and his staff a call at 912-223-5622. Molina's Landscaping, your landscaping solution.
It looks like that this show, the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch, will be re-entering the Brunswick market in August. That looks pretty positive.
That's good.
Not 100% thing, but that looks about 99%.
That is good. Good stuff.
Transfers. Justin Fields wins his appeal.
Yeah.
Based upon him saying that he felt that his mental well-being and his safety was in question at the University of Georgia, and that's why he transferred. The NCAA upheld that bull crap and made him eligible within his first year.
Is that documented?
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. His sister plays softball at the University of Georgia, so is her well-being okay?
I hope so.
I mean, wow.
Look, if
the kid wants to go. Don't let the door hit you on the way out. You go play. Just make it where if things don't work out, just let everybody just go change schools every year. That's where it's headed.
Look, okay, that incident that's referenced occurred on September the 29th.
Right.
That he said that he feared for his mental well-being and his physical safety. That incident occurred on September the 29th. He transferred out after the 1st of September. That's 3 months.
A 6'5", 230-pound quarterback, feared for his safety.
For 3 months, and it didn't bother him. You transferred because you weren't playing at Georgia. And let's be honest, Justin, let's look in the mirror. The reason that you didn't play more is because you weren't ready. Every time you got on the field, you looked lost. I mean, if you just want to call a duck, that's what you got to do.
Yeah.
If it walks like a duck and it talks like a duck, it ain't a cheetah.
I read an article about a week ago. It said that in the bye week between the LSU and Florida game, that Georgia made the decision during that bye week that their team was Jake Fromm's team. And from then on out, that's the way they prepared the rest of the season.
Why shouldn't it have been?
All along. I mean, so if you ask me, I think Justin Fields got more than a fair shake at the University of Georgia. He was given every opportunity to win that job, and he didn't do it.
He played great against Austin Peay.
I mean, he played good against UMass late in the season.
I'm just telling you the truth. I mean,
he played good in the games, the SEC games he came in and played. He played good against Tennessee. I mean, there was some. He showed some bright spots.
I disagree with you. I think there were a lot of games where he came in where he just looked lost. He didn't know where to throw the. When they gave him the opportunity to throw the football, he didn't know where the football was supposed to go.
Well, he was good on his. If his first read was open, he was pretty good. After that, then he had. He was still learning the system, so he didn't want to be. He wasn't patient.
So Justin Fields transfers to Ohio State. He wins the appeal. Tate Martell, who was going to be the starting quarterback at Ohio State, basically told Justin Fields, don't come here because you're not going to start over me.
And then once that goes down, he transfers.
He transfers down to Miami, and he's appealing the ruling where he's got to sit out. Mm-hmm. He's trying to be named eligible immediately as well.
Well, see, the NCAA, they've opened themselves up now, and it's going to get to the point where if you go somewhere and you don't like it your first year, you can go anywhere you want to. So now the recruiting process is going to continue. If you're a collegiate athlete, you can be recruited the whole time you're at a university. Just, I don't like it here. I want to go. That's where it's headed.
And I've heard a rumor, and this is just a rumor. Breaking news rumor, I guess.
Producers.
The University of Miami is open to giving former Glenn Academy Red Terror, DJ Dallas, a look at quarterback.
Wow. DJ's a good player. He was a good quarterback in high school.
He was a great quarterback in high school.
He was good. He threw the ball well. I mean, he's can't be any worse than what they rolled out there last year with.
And here's what I'm going to say. You know, we both know DJ on a personal level. So you know this as well as I do. If you give DJ Dallas an inch of opportunity, you don't ever get it back.
No, he's got that it factor. Some athletes just have that factor. You know, Michael Jordan had it.
Oh God,
DJ Dallas.
How did we do this?
DJ's got that kind of Jordan wow factor, just that instinct, that killer instinct. That's
the end
all
of
I'm
the
saying.
Show could not have come at a better time.
I didn't say anything about LeBron.
The Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
Happy new gear from Edwin Watts Golf, where we offer free custom club fitting on the hottest new arrivals, featuring TaylorMade's new M5 and M6 woods and irons, SpiderX putters, and TP5 and TP5X golf balls, Ping's new G410 irons, crossover, and hybrid, as well as Titleist TS woods and Pro V1 and Pro V1X golf balls. Make Edwin Watts Golf your one-stop shop for this year's hottest golf gear and accessories. Edwin Watts Golf, come with a 90-day satisfaction guarantee.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines, Ashley Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barberito's. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. Same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
When uninvited guests show up on your property, call Peachtree Pest Control's wildlife team to kindly escort them away. Peachtree Pest Control's experienced wildlife team can remove anything from rats to coyotes, raccoons to bats, foxes to possums, and Peachtree Pest Control will remove your unwanted guests humanely and clean up any mess your new friend may have caused. Online at peachtreepest.com or 912-265-9700.
Golden Isles Pharmacy is your new hometown pharmacy, conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama. Golden Isles Pharmacy is not some fly-by-night pharmacy chain, locally owned and operated by Matt Donato. And yeah, you know him. Matt is a BHS and UGA grad. Free delivery to the mainland and St. Simons. Drive-through and low competitive prices. 912-266-8140 and online at goldenislespharmacy.com.